It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio as we head down the home stretch for another week. It's great to have you with us here. And just a reminder, coming up after the top of the hour, of course, we'll check in with Tom and Maria for another week of the KSL Greenhouse Shores. If you haven't already done so, time to put everything to bed because winter is coming. And my next guest, I'm sure, is not sad to hear those words come out of my mouth. Davey Ratchford is... And I've got you listed as the GM, but the VP also at Snow Basin. Did I get that right?
Yeah, somehow we have two titles, but yeah, I'm the general manager of Snow Basin.
Okay. I wanted to give you a call. Megan had sent out some information, and I guess it's been a couple of weeks now when we had that really cold snap came through here. Bold print that snowmaking was on. My guess is you had to call the halt to that with these crazy warm temperatures we've had the last week.
Yeah, we did. We had a great start with those couple of days of really cold temps. And that's actually a good thing for resorts because it allows us to turn on the machine. And, you know, it's been sitting dormant all summer and allows us to kind of work on some of the kinks and issues that pop up. And it was great to get it on and allow us to check. And then to actually the warm weather gives us a little bit of an advantage to fix some things and tweak it so that the next storm cycle, which is this weekend, allows us to turn it back on and then keep it moving.
Yeah, it really does look like it will have rain down here in the valley, maybe snow up at Snow Basin, obviously, but it looks like we're going to have it on again, off again for the next week or so. And hopefully, at least as far as skiers are concerned, hopefully that flips the switch and we get into a regular winter pattern here.
Yeah, that would be nice. It feels like it's been a warm summer in November, and it is going to switch. It always switches, and we'll be ready for it and prepared.
Yeah. I think the last time we talked to you, there was still some uncertainty about the season. But, boy, from all of the resorts that we've checked in with and in my chats with Ski Utah, it sounds like it's all systems go here for the season. And I don't know what, season passes and some of the other mixed passes have been as far as sales go so far. But everybody I know that loves to ski has their passes in hand and they're ready to go.
Yeah, it's been an incredible amount of work for all of the resorts, Snow Basin included, this summer getting ready for it. And we're very confident going into it. You know, all things being considered with COVID being what it is, we've worked a lot on those safety protocols for both the guests and our employees. And it will be different, you know, all across the state. But at the end of the day, skiing and riding is what's important. And we estimate that those numbers will still be pretty strong for the state and everyone will see the safety protocols that the resorts have in place and feel comfortable being out in the mountains.
Are you going to be putting limitations on the number of people on the mountains? Some resorts are going to be doing kind of a reservation system.
Yeah, so Snow Basin doesn't have the same volumes as some of the other resorts. And we our season pass holders will have obviously first crack at the mountain and how we're going to limit that. If there is a day where we feel like it's too big, then we will limit those with our day tickets. So the day ticket purchases would be the ones that we would cut off before our season pass holder. So that's how we're able to manage it at Snow Basin compared to maybe some of the other resorts where they have destination traffic, people coming in from all over the world and having to manage that flow and their scheduling and require more of that reservation system. But luckily at Snow Basin, that's just not something that we have to do for our resort.
I know the window of opportunity for discount season passes is passed for everyone, I think, pretty much. But bring our listeners up to speed on what passes are available right now, or are you down to just day passes at this point?
Yes, yeah, so you can still purchase a season pass, and we go on sale in the spring. And so from March on, you can get your season pass for the following year. And I always say this, anytime passes go on sale in March, it's the best time to buy because it's always the least expensive, for everywhere. And then over the months, the price just gets up more and more as time goes on. But you can still buy a season pass And there still will be day tickets available for people to buy, but those are going to be a little bit more challenging because there may be days, especially on weekends and holidays, when those would be limited. But passes are going to be the easiest way to ski a resort this year. And they're still on sale. And we encourage everyone, if that's what they want to do, please don't forget to, because some resorts, they'll go off sale and you won't be able to buy a season pass at all after a certain time. So I know there's a lot of, you know, decisions to be made and people are wondering what we should do and not do. And at the end of the day, we believe that being outside in the mountains, you know, being spread apart makes it for a great experience.
You know, we're going to be talking about that in our next segment to finish out this show. There was a study out, and it's not a surprise to any of us because we talk about this on a regular basis. But certainly people that go out on a camping trip or a hunting trip or a fishing trip or a day on the mountain and come back home, they know without even thinking about it that they feel better. And with so much stress in our lives these days and the politics that we are going through this week and, you know, the pandemic and everything else, my goodness, a day in the sun, a day of exercise and fresh air, you know, there's no amount of care from a psychiatrist or a medical doctor that can do for you what those days will do.
Yeah, it is. The mountains can be therapy for sure. And we saw that over the course of the summer. I met with the Trails Foundation of Northern Utah yesterday, and they were seeing just huge numbers of people outdoor using the trails, biking and running and hiking. And what's great to see, we love seeing that. And I think there's that demand will roll over into winter, right? People are, if you can recreate, you know, with caution and be outside and be safe, it's so therapeutic for all of us right now. And you're right. It's a stressful week, a stressful time around the nation. And I think so many people are venturing into the outdoors. And we love that. The mountains are meant to be there and used and to take advantage of and find ourselves a little bit. And that's what skiing allows people to do. Anytime you get off that lift and you look out over the expanse of a mountain and it's a beautiful white snow, there's something powerful to that.
Yeah.
And it definitely solves some of the things that ail you, for sure.
Boy, and how lucky are we that we only have to drive 30 or 40 minutes to go have that experience, too.
Yep. Utah is, I mean, that's one of the things. You have so many amazing world-class resorts so close. And then the destination guests, it's 45 minutes from the airport to get to us and many other great resorts. It's incredibly accessible to go skiing here.
What's new on the mountain? Anything as far as infrastructure goes?
Yeah, we've done a lot. We've prepared quite a bit for, you know, normal growth that we would see, but also for this, you know, COVID experience. So we've cut new trails where people can ski right down to their cars, so they don't have to be in shuttles.
Yay!
It's amazing. We've even put in new rope tow, which going kind of old school, but the rope tow allows about 15% of our traffic that come down to the base area to get redirected up to another lift, so they don't have to congregate in the base area. We've created an all-new kids ski area where they can learn to ski, open up, and have two carpets in there. A lot of our initiatives have been around enhancing the guest experience while also, you know, spreading people out and creating a safe environment for them to recreate. We've brought in three new slopeside dining facilities, mobile dining facilities that we can move around the mountain. So, you know, we know that there's restrictions inside lodges and buildings, and, you know, that's what we've been living with the last 6 months. So we planned for that and created three new additional ones that are outside so we can spread people out and you can get your favorite cheese fries or burger or pizza, whatever else you feel like you need, and you spread those out throughout the mountain. So a lot of really innovative, thoughtful ideas that have happened at Snow Basin and many of the other resorts, too. I know we're doing something similar. So, you know, there is an innovation is born out of, you know, stress sometimes, and we've seen that with COVID, and it allowed us to really think through the guest experience and enhance it to the levels that we're really excited about what we can do this year.
You guys have always had great learning programs, good ski learning programs, particularly for the little ones, and I think this year we're planning on anyway putting a little more emphasis on that because the kids aren't always good at expressing their level of stress. Adults tend to spew that on people that don't really want to hear it. But kids tend to internalize that. And, you know, I'm just thinking about kids that have had school on, school off, in class, at home. And when they get that holiday break, a treat for them and something that talk about revitalizing a spirit, making the kids feel a little more like normal. Maybe this is the year more than ever to get them up there and learn.
Yeah, you know, as a father of four kids, I can tell you that consistency is actually one of the things that anchor us to, you know, to being a healthy young person and knowing what every day is coming and how to expect it. And they haven't had a lot of that.
Yeah.
And again, skiing and riding can be that. If you know that, you know, every Tuesday afternoon, you're going to be on the mountain, you can look forward to that. It's an incredible experience. We see a lot of that. We see a lot. And in fact, to that end, we created a whole new skier drop-off area for parents who, you know, that maybe they don't ski, but they like to have their kids go ski. So you can just pull right up to the snow and jump out, and their kids are skiing on a lift and, you know, be able to distribute around the mountain. So we've really thought through kind of those same things you're speaking to. How do we make it faster, easier, spread people out? And it's, you know, never going to be perfect with COVID. We know that it changes and evolves every day. But I know the resorts and Snow Basin has just done a heck of a job getting ready for it.
Yep, and the countdown is on. Mother Nature permitting, of course. I think the date's still, what, third week of the month or maybe beyond that, I guess,
yeah.
With these crazy temperatures.
It shocked us last night. We were having a meeting, and we said, man, 3 weeks from today. we've been usually speaking in months, but anytime it gets to weeks, it really changes things. But we're ready for it. We've prepped as much as we can. And, yeah, Mother Nature's supporting with the temps. Turn on this mega system of snowmaking we have at Snow Basin. We'll be good to go. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that we're able to make that date. And but we will open as soon as we possibly can and get people skiing.
Good stuff, Davey. I'll look forward to seeing you up there. And we say it every time we talk about skiing, but there's never been a sport better prepared or better designed for social distancing than skiing. You're going to be in the great outdoors, and the object is to stay away from each other to begin with. And you're already wearing gloves and masks and helmets and everything else. So good stuff. All right, it's just snowbasin.com, right?
That's right. Yeah, it is. And Tim, thanks for all you do. I love how much you emphasize the outdoors. And you're right. It's what we all need right now. So thanks for all you do.
Thanks for your work up there. We're going to take one more break. As I mentioned, we're going to come back and talk about these studies that are not a surprise to anybody that listens to this program or spends any significant time in the outdoors. But worth mentioning again how powerful a day in the outdoors can be to you and your spirit. That conversation coming up next as we wrap up this week's show, so don't go away.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Final segment for this week's program, KSL Outdoors Radio. Just a reminder, right after ABC News at the top of the hour and a quick look at local and regional news headlines, we will take you to the Greenhouse Show with Maria Chaleos and Tom Bettis. So look forward to that here on this weekend. Mike Navidoskis back with me. And by the way, our thanks a minute ago to talking with Davey Ratchford as Snow Basin is getting ready for the ski season. We should mention, too, we're recording this segment of the show before Saturday, obviously, but the reservation system, believe it or not, Navidoskis, at Park City is actually up and running, which we're not used to talking about, but it is sort of a new era, at least for now. Not the new normal, hopefully just the new now.
Let me tell you, Tim, this has been a nightmare. You're on hold for an hour, if you even can get on hold.
Really?
It's just a terrible call. I call every day about 10, 12 times. My wife got through once. But I'm on a different system.
Well, and then what do you have to guess the days you're going to ski? Or
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And more important, you can't get through. And then if you're on the wait list, you're going to be on there an hour. I mean, I'm talking just for them to talk to you on the phone. It's really a nightmare.
I had supposed, and I hadn't tried to log on or call in, that it was just going to be an online thing and you could click dates and put your Epic Pass number or something in there and move on that way. But I guess that's not it, huh?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I are in different systems, and we're trying to ski on the same days. I don't want to ski without her.
Yeah.
So it's really a problem.
Wow.
We haven't worked through it yet.
Well, as soon as you figure it out, let me know. And maybe that's a good conversation to have next week with Jessica Miller. I'll put a feeler out for her.
I would love to talk to Jessica about this.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we will plan on doing that next week. Also next week, I just want to get a little plug in here. Gary Nate is going to join us, and I know you love our conversations with Gary Nate.
But Gary Nate always makes me laugh.
There's a change coming in this year's, and it's always been a tradition for you and your family and friends to go see the Warren Miller films as they come out, and it's sort of a rite of passage into the winter season.
Absolutely. Puts you in the mood, and now we got to go online.
Yeah. It's going to be a streaming thing. He'll tell us about that coming up on next week's show, so we'll look forward to that conversation. I did want to wrap up, and we've only got 4 or 5 minutes here, but it's worth mentioning, particularly on the heels of what has been such a stressful political season for everybody, and hopefully there's some resolution to it here soon, and people can take a deep breath and realize and reestablish friendships and relationships with family members and things. But the need to get away from civilization, and boy, we talk about this all the time, and with the pandemic and all the stresses that that puts on people, not just your physical health, but your mental health as well. And what a difference. There was an article that I found on KSL.com talking about ways to get around stress and anxiety and depression that all seem to be on the rise. And you know what their conclusion was? A walk. Or a hike, or for someone like you, a day on the river with your fly fishing class. I mean, there is not much better than that, and it doesn't cost you a whole lot to go do it.
You know, Tim, it's in our history. It's in our DNA. We lived in the wilderness, and we walked away from camp or went hunting or went fishing or gathered berries. We just feels so much better when we get out in the wilderness. You know, even golf will help. Otherwise, but it makes you swear a lot. But if you're like fishing or walking or hiking, if you're just sitting under a tree or putting your feet in a river and just hearing the sounds, this is who we are and this is who we've always been, and this will heal you. The world just looks better from the river out.
Yeah.
So absolutely get out there. That's the only way, but it's the only way to get over this.
The positive effects of nature, let me just read from this article, on emotional health are similarly striking. They talk about a study in 2015 that found people who took a 90-minute walk in a natural setting experienced less activity in the stress and rumination sections of their brains compared with people who took a similar walk in an urban setting. So it's the important thing. I mean, you're going to get the same exercise, I guess, if you're walking around town. But getting away from the concrete jungle is really important, and that the healing power of nature is just a few clicks or swipes away in the modern age. You can get a little bit of that with some of what's offered online these days. But, boy, my suggestion would be don't do it virtually. Get out there and do it for real.
Breathe the air, smell the air, see the sights. You know, I heard that Central Park in New York is becoming a total mecca. Well, we're so fortunate. We live out here in Utah. Everywhere is a park. Just get out of town. Get anywhere where there's these pretty trees and pretty landscapes and fresh air. And, yeah, walk. It's the perfect thing to do.
Well,
it's better than taking drugs.
Here's the other thing to keep in mind. Your mental health has a lot to do with your physical health.
Boy, is that true. You know, when you work out, you're happy. When you don't work out, you're not. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Navi and I haven't seen each other in a while, but we just learned in a conversation before we jumped on here that if you see two guys limping down the street, that we're both sporting ankle injuries for different reasons here today.
Same part of the ankle, same foot.
I know. And just hoping that it heals enough that I don't scream loud and do some of that swearing you were talking about trying to get my foot into a ski boot this season. All right, buddy, that's going to do it for the show. It's always great catching up with you.
Same with you, Tim. I love this part of our life.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, a news update with the latest information on election season 2020, and then look forward to another great Saturday. Tom Bettis, Maria Chaleos, next up on The Greenhouse.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.